You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is Nicole Ackman's interview with the star from Annette, Simon Helberg.
I've just met someone. She looked at me and smiled. What I see in her is obvious. What she sees in me, it's a little more puzzling.
How did the show go?
I killed them. The new gig.
I saved them.
You are now kindly requested to keep silent. Please take a deep last breath right now.
The truth is, I'm sick. Being in love makes me sick.
Ready?
May we start?
So, may we start?
Welcome everyone to the Next Best Picture podcast. My name is Nicole Ackman, and today I am talking to Simon Helberg about his role in the film Annette. So, first of all, I just wanted to say that your work in this film is absolutely incredible. I watched it again last night for my fourth time, I think, and I feel like I'm finding new things in this movie every time I watch it.
Not fourth time in a row. You didn't spend
no.
all day yesterday.
No, don't worry. Over several months.
I was concerned about your mental well-being. Well, that's very very kind of you. It's a pretty densely packed movie. I think actually, I guess as operas go, they tend to have many layers. So I could see how you'd find something new with each view. I think I've seen it about four times as well. And even having been in it, I'm constantly discovering new looks and moments, and even noticing the lyrics kind of, sometimes in a fresh way.
Absolutely. So speaking of, lyrics, this is, sort of an unusual movie musical, but I guess you could call it that. Did you ever think that that was something that you would do in your career?
I mean, I couldn't even conceive of a film like this, in my wildest fever dreams. So this particular one is definitely the genius of Leos and Sparks, and really, I think it only come from those kinds of singular visionaries. But I guess it does kind of ultimately fall in the category of musical. So that's a long-winded way of saying, I guess I've always thought about being in musicals. I've done a little bit on stage and never on film, and I obviously play music, but I didn't quite know where those thoughts and desires might take me. And I never suspected, to end up in this kind of esoteric world. And of all the musicals, I guess this would be the one I would choose if I if I had the option. And I guess I did. I had to fight for this one, but ultimately worked out.
So what made you know that this was a role that you wanted to play? Why were you so willing to fight to get this role?
Well, when Leos makes a movie, which is really only every 7 years or so, it's an event, and I think he's obviously one of a kind, and as are Sparks, and of course Adam and Marianne too. So I fell in love with the company before I really even had the opportunity to read a script, and even the script was a libretto, really just the words, so there wasn't even the music. So I just was dying to be a part of something that really felt like unique in a way where I think when I see somebody who has such a strong vision, you know, like Laos or like Sparks. I don't even really care what it is that they're doing. I just want to be thrown into that world. I guess I'm attracted to that kind of passion and the danger there. And, you know, I like that challenge. So and they're all just they're so brilliant and they're just so cool too. So, always want to be cool adjacent, I guess, if I can.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey, and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listenersurvey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
So, you know, talking about how unique this movie is, how would you describe the character that you play? Because it's a really interesting one in that he doesn't really have a proper given name in the film, even.
That's true, yeah. There's an element of, yeah, and in some ways I think he can function as the conscience of the movie at times, although he definitely is flawed. but yeah, he's labeled the accompanist, which is so sad because really all he ever wanted to be was a conductor and didn't even get that in the title sequence. But I think that he's a very open, vain, hard on your sleeve kind of character. And there's something that I think is very boyishly pure about him. But of course, I think there's a real boiling over of intense emotion and despair, and kind of reminds me of people I knew as a teenager, even maybe who I was as a teenager, where there's just that carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, and then this pining and longing and that unrequited love and what that does to a person. And I feel like it really lends itself to at least the kinds of personalities that I've found to be common in conductors in the research I did, which is, there really is a volatility there, and it's just a very unique role, I think, to be a conductor. There's a lot of power, but there's also, you're also at the mercy of this, 50-headed beast that is the orchestra. That's your instrument. You're playing other people, and you're playing other people's work. And so I think, you know, and there's a performative quality to it too, but, ultimately you're there as this leader, you know, and you sort of, it's a very, it's just a very particular kind of job and function. And I tried to find my way in, I guess, through the psychology of it and the emotional part of it, which, you get some pretty intense into these people because it's an opera. You get to mm-hmm. play with a kind of, those devices, you know, where you're sort of hearing almost the inner monologue of these characters, and then it's expressed in music and just the abstract. So I feel like there was a lot of room for me to, I guess, bring something to the table.
Absolutely. And so I know that obviously you had experience already as a musician, but what was it like learning to conduct, and, you know, what kind of preparation did you do to be able to play a conductor?
I learned to conduct, which I was never really explicitly asked to do that, but I mean, it was in the script, so I didn't really, I knew they had plans to bring that that puppet to life. But I didn't know if they had plans to make it believable that I was conducting without me actually learning to conduct. So I studied with the assistant conductor at the LA Met, and I worked with one of the, there was a musician, someone in the music department on the film named Tim Davies, who also helped me learn how to conduct. I, you know, read books on conducting technique and watched just endless amounts of videos of different conductors, different styles, different eras, and kind of, you know, I guess I tend to sort of go inside out first, which, you know, is like, how do you do this thing? And even being musical or reading music or, you know, any of that is just, it's a totally different game. So learning that actual technique, literally how to hold the baton or where the orchestra is sitting and how you cue them and how you relate to them and how that all works on a technical level. And then I would say then going outside in, kind of looking at the different styles, you know, whether it's Leonard Bernstein or Teodor Currencies or Gustavo Dudamel, and all, there's just so many. I just went through hours and hours of it, and then tried to marry the dude, you know, and try to find who this character is, and, you know, pepper in all of these other areas, and little, you know, tidbits that I was able to glean and things I was able to learn. And yeah, and then you show up, you know, so it was a good thing, because there was a real real live Philharmonic orchestra staring at me, and you know, and yeah, and I had learned all the music and poured over these orchestral scores, and I really was able to do it on the day, and that's, I think, you know, I just want to find all the ways to bring as much truth to it as I can. So I feel like if, you know, if you're actually able to do the thing, you know, no one can say that you were faking it, I guess.
That's amazing. Since you mentioned it, though, I have to ask, what was it like acting with, you know, the Annette puppet?
Well, it was unusual for sure, but shockingly easy in the sense that I guess I mean to connect to it. You know, there was a challenge, I'd say, to all of the scenes we did, you know, emotionally, physically, logistically, whatever. But actually, yeah, there was something about, there's such a tenderness, I think, there, with just built into this scenario, which is that I'm handling this creature that was designed by these two brilliant people, Romuel and Estelle, who had worked on that character for years, and then actually developed some kind of even a particular part of it, the way that she moved, some of the mechanisms I think they had actually pioneered specifically for her and for this film, and so they actually would hand her off to us a lot of the times during these takes, which was unnerving and definitely disorienting, and they're speaking French and trying to teach you how to puppeteer in, you know, 30 seconds in a foreign language, and something they worked on their whole life. And so actually there was, I'd say, intrinsic in that exchange, a feeling of responsibility that I had to really take care of this being, and to actually bring it to life. And that there's some nice parallels there, I think, just between that and the story in the film, which is, you know, obviously there's a bit of that the protective quality that my character has towards Annette. And of course there's this foreign element, this chasm between the two of them. And so then, you know, all of that, like all the mechanics of it, the whole movie was just an exercise in learning how to find some level of comfort in the discomfort of it, because it was all, you know, whether it was operating a puppet or conducting an orchestra or swimming while singing or while drowning, there were so many different, you know, different challenges that I think ultimately it as an actor, it really can free you. It really can just kind of pull you out of your head, because there's so many things to focus on that you don't really have much time to think about yourself. And that, I think, is a gift.
That's amazing. And just to wrap up, I have to ask, you know, what do you hope that people who see this movie take from it?
Oh, I just hope that people have some feelings while watching it or after watching it. I don't really think that it matters what it causes you to feel or think about. Kind of in the way, you know, sometimes you have a dream and you don't even necessarily remember it, but there's a feeling left over, or sometimes you remember every moment of it, and sometimes you can connect it very literally to something, and sometimes you can't. I think this movie, I think it is provocative, and I find it to be very beautiful and profound and haunting and funny. And I think in terms of the themes, I mean, yeah, you could draw a million conclusions, you know, and I think they'd all be right. So I don't know. I feel like sometimes these days when I see a movie, I just hope to be affected by it. I hope to find something in there to go on some journey with these characters. And I know that might sound, I don't know, sort of generic or something, or vague, but I actually, I guess I've seen some movies where I'm like, well, that was beautiful, but I don't know. Like, it didn't leave me with anything. So yeah, I hope it leaves you with some questions and, you know, maybe even an answer or two.
That's so great. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. And definitely for everyone listening, if you've not seen Annette yet, definitely go and do that, because, you know, as you were saying, it is a really beautiful, profound film that I think everyone will get something different out of.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really nice to talk to you, Nicole. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Nicole Ackman's interview with the star from Annette, Simon Helberg, here on the Next Best Picture podcast. Annette is currently streaming on Amazon Prime Video. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support, which you can also lend on over at Patreon. For $1 minimum a month, you will get some exclusive podcast content from us. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we shall see you all next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.